A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Daf Kuf. Yevamos 100A. Pagination is 199. Last three lines of the page, Masnisin a new Mishnah. We were discussing in the previous session a case of Machavo, a case where children were born in a cave, in a hidden place, and they were mixed up. We became unsure which family this child really belongs to, and we had to play the case out very carefully, always keeping track of the possibility that the baby was from family A or maybe from family B. A similar situation is created by virtue of a different circumstance, namely, a woman who's coming off one marriage and enters into a second marriage too early. In Talmudic terminology, it's referred to as lo shohasa. She did not wait the requisite amount of time, namely 3 months, in order that we could ensure that if she was pregnant from the first husband, we would know about it. She would be showing. She would be aware about of it. And she did not wait, and therefore we become unsure if the child is a preemie, or in the terms described by the Mishnah, a 7-month pregnancy to the second husband, as opposed to a 9-month pregnancy from the first husband. This, unfortunately, is a common misunderstanding. Sometimes by a get, the man is given permission to remarry right away upon the divorce, whereas the woman is given a document that says that she has to wait the 3 months, 92 days inclusive. And the question that some people will make is, it's unfair. Why are you being unfair to the woman? You're making her wait. Why does she have to wait? The man doesn't have to wait. And this is a common style misunderstanding that gets cleared up as soon as you delve into the reasoning. The reasoning is, we do not want to have a child that's born that doesn't know who the parents are. And that's very important to us for many, many reasons. And therefore, she has a delay that's imposed so that we know if she's indeed pregnant. Our Mishnah presents a case that lo shohasa, she didn't wait. And therefore, we have a question on the child that was born, whether it's to Mr. A, the first husband that she's had, or Mr. B, the second husband that she's had. Now, keep in mind that there are a number of ways that the first marriage relationship could get terminated. Classic is that Mr. A dies, and therefore she's available to Mr. B to get married, just that she did it too early, and that's the case of our Mishnah. Another possibility is through a get. Mr. A divorces her, and she's marrying Mr. B upon that divorce. There is a third possibility, which the Gemara introduces, which is called Kiddushei Ta'us. If she was married to Mr. A on some sort of condition, and it became revealed that that condition was never met, so then she would go free from that first marriage, and she's available to Mr. B, even though her first husband is very much alive, he has not died, and he never gave her a get. The significance of this third possibility of her going from Mr. A to Mr. B, by virtue of Kiddushei Ta'us, that the first marriage was never valid because the condition wasn't met, the significance of that case is that you could have both the first husband and the second husband could be Kohanim, and the child is going to be a kosher Kohen definitively, because either he's a child of Mr. A or he's a child of Mr. B. In both cases, he's going to be a Kohen, and his fathers are still alive. That's the significance of that case, because in a typical case, if Mr. A releases his wife by death, then he's not alive. If he releases her by divorce, then the second Kohen, Mr. B, would not be allowed to marry her. And if he did illicitly, he would not produce a kosher Kohen as a child. The only way that you could have Mr. A alive and Mr. B alive and the child is for sure a legitimate Kohen, but we just don't know who the parent is if somehow Mr. A has a relationship with the woman that's not a true marriage, and therefore you don't need his death to release her or divorce to release her. Let's look at the Mishnah. Again, three lines from the bottom of the page. Mi shelosho asa achar bailo shlosha chadoshim. A woman did not wait the required 3 months following her relationship with Mr. A. V'niseis, she got married. V'yoldo, and she's giving birth now. V'en yadua, and it's not known, in ben tisha l'rishon ben shiva l'acharon, if it's 9 months for the first marriage or 7 months for the second marriage. Hayula banim min arishon ubanim min asheni, if they have children, she has children from the first husband and from the second husband. And now we got to figure out, if someone were to die of these children, are they considered brothers through the father or not? We know that they're brothers through the mother in this case. Anamid Beis will give a more complicated case, but right now we know they're brothers through the mother. The question is, are they brothers through the father? And the ruling, therefore, is you have to be cautious, strict, chultzin v'lo yavmin. We require chalitza because maybe it's a brother, but you're not going to do yibum because we're not positive that it's a brother through the father. And therefore, we're not positive that there's a mitzvah of yibum to override the normal prohibition of marrying the wife of your brother. And therefore, in this case, since we know that they're brothers through the mother, and there's definitely a prohibition against marrying the wife, and we're not sure that they're brothers through the father, to say that if they die without children, the mitzvah of Yibum kicks in. So therefore, Choltzin v'lo miyavmin, let them do Chalitza v'chenu choletz v'lo miyavim. And likewise, if he had to do it for their wives, he would be doing Chalitza, he would not be doing Yibum. Again, as I mentioned, this case is a case which is fairly straightforward. Mr. A releases the woman from the marriage, whatever method of releasing. She's released to Mr. B, whom she's getting married to. Mr. A has at least one child independent of this questionable child. Mr. B has at least one child independent of this questionable child. And we wanted to know, if one of these children passes away after a marriage without children, what should we do? The answer is chalitza. You got to be careful. Maybe they're brothers from the mother and not from the father. Let's move on to the next case on Amud Beis. Hayilu achim min arishan va'achim min hasheni shelo me'osa ho'im. Let's make a variation on the case, making it a little bit more sophisticated, in that Mr. A was previously married to a different woman with whom he has children. Then he married the woman that we're discussing, and this woman, upon release from Mr. A, has this questionable child, The questionable child is born, though, after she had relations with Mr. B, and we're therefore not sure if this child is from Mr. A or Mr. B. Likewise, we'll say that Mr. B had children from a separate wife independent of this relationship, and therefore we have, in addition to Mr. A, Mr. B, and the child that's born questionably from one of them, we also have other children, but those other children of Mr. A and Mr. B are from a different woman. Mr. A had a previous wife, and Mr. B had a previous wife. We're going to once again try to work through what's the status of this child regarding these possible brothers, but in this case, we're going to come up with a more lenient ruling. Because if indeed he's brothers with Mr. A's children, because he's indeed Mr. A's child, then they can do yibum one to the other because they're brothers through the father. If it turns out that that's not true, and really he's the child of Mr. B, then it turns out that he has no relationship at all to the children of Mr. A. Not only isn't he related through the father, so there's no mitzvah of yibum, but quite frankly, he's not related to them either through the mother. And therefore, if it turns out that he's not related to them through the father, and there's no mitzvah of yibum, okay, but he's allowed to marry their wives upon their passing because they're not the wives of his brother. Because in this case, the mothers were different. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Hu choleitzu meyabim. He would be able to do chalitza, because we need to, if he's the only brother, we're going to have him do chalitza because maybe the woman needs chalitza from him because maybe it's the brother-in-law. Umayabing. But after everybody else does chalitza, he would actually be allowed to do yibum, because either it's yibum because he is related to her, it's a sister-in-law, or he's allowed to do what looks like a maybe yibum because they're not related at all, and he's allowed to marry her. Vehaim, and regarding the brothers, as they consider this same situation regarding the questionable child, echad choletz ve'echad miyabim. One of them can do chalitza, and then one of them can do yibum, and again, either he's doing yibum on this questionable child's wife, or he's simply marrying her in a way that did not require yibum. Yashar koach. Thank you very much.